Normal Town Council member Kathleen Lorenz is running again. Lorenz started her announcement with the idea of stewardship and ended it with the same words.
Because I think overall that's a very important aspect, if not the most important aspect, of being a town trustee. I mean, holding my hands like in a cup, like taking care of something. We are good stewards of this. We need to be good stewards of the resources of our community. And town council members come and town council members go, and we need to keep the town in good standing from one generation to the next, from one body of leadership to the next. And so I really take that role quite seriously.
Well, unpack the word further then, because a lot of people, when they say they want to be careful stewards, that tends to be code for spend as little as possible and on the basics and basic services and not try to do too much. Mm-hmm. How do you view that word? Is it more expansive than that or not?
I have a more expansive view, Charlie, than that. I also recognize that we need to, I mean, there is the old adage of sometimes you have to spend a buck to make a buck. You know, you hear that sometimes in business. And we need to be thoughtful and very judicious about the investments that we do make. And economic development is arguably one of the biggest issues for us to, and us, I mean, our region, Bloomington, Normal, McLean County, our region to be tackling. I, you know, referenced some of the changes going on that have gone on just in the last 4 years and are continuing to be on the horizon for our employers. And we need to be very deliberate with our plans to shore up, deepen, broaden our economic base, and diversify, perhaps would be another word in there.
How should those efforts be best targeted?
The efforts for economic development.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we need to be targeted and be deliberate with our efforts. And I think Be an Advantage is a good roadmap to follow, a good plan to follow. We need to be committed to that as a community, larger community in terms of Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County.
90% of economic activity, according to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is by small businesses,
mm-hmm.
not the shoot for the moon type of
right.
big businesses.
Right.
So are we properly directing economic development efforts externally, or should we be more focused on internal entrepreneurial and business incubator type things?
Right. You know, I'm not going to claim to be an expert in economic development. That's why we, as a council, should make sure that we have the experts in the community to do that. I do believe that our economic development leadership, obviously, is going through a transition right now with the EDC. And so as an investor of the Economic Development Council, as a council member, I would want to make sure that we get the right people in place and have the proper leadership and expertise to be able to answer those questions.
Other than economic development, what is your vision for the town in the next 4 to 10 years?
Hmm.
What needs to happen to maintain that stewardship of the town as an expansive and livable place?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the town has always been very good at our planning efforts. And so continue the pattern that we have been doing for decades on planning and our annual strategic planning retreats that the council does, I think is an extremely helpful exercise in taking stock of what's going on and setting a course of direction for the staff. So continue to do that. I'm gonna be honest with this, and maybe sound a little bit more negative than I like to be, but you know, we do have to be mindful of the changes and uncertainties. And I use those words deliberately because while we are in uncertain times, maybe a little bit of uncharted territories in terms of particularly the significant changes we're seeing with our major employers, is that we'll just need to be more thoughtful and careful about the expansions and investments that we do make. We're not short on plans. We have lots of visions and, you know, that we've outlined here to this point with respect to Uptown and Uptown 2.0 as kind of our core district of business and economic. You know, we have to always keep in mind other aspects of the town as well, North Main, our stretch of Veterans Parkway. And so, you know, we have to keep those wheels moving, but I would foresee that we would need to do so in a more thoughtful, maybe judicious way, not to stop it and keep it, you know, to a screeching halt, not to paint this picture of the sky is falling. And that's, you know, that is not me. But I am also realistic and practical minded enough to realize that these are uncertain times. And kind of back to my analogy of the household, you know, it might just be for the next 6 months, 12 months, whatever that time frame might be, that we just need to hold tight on a few things. And I think you've seen that happen already, to be honest. You know, we've seen that with respect to, you know, the library, for example, is probably a good one that, you know, you start to see some conversations happening among their leaders as far as, well, what are some other options we could do? Not to say that the new library idea is completely gone, but by any means. But, you know, given some new information and new realities, maybe we do need to explore some other options. And so those would be the kinds of, you asked back to the question of, you know, what do I foresee? While these uncertain times continue to exist in the manner that they are for us, we would need to exercise that kind of caution.
Thoughtful and judicious. Hold tight on a few things. That adds up to slower initiatives, slower to roll out. So what takes precedence in a priority sense? What do you green light? What right. would you green light right. as opposed to what would you hold tight on?
You know, that's a great question. And, you know, we've had a number of economic development type of votes that I've had to consider. You know, there's no clear-cut litmus test for it, but I just know that what I'm looking, what I have looked for and what I have supported are opportunities where the investment looks good insofar as the prospect for jobs and meaningful, you know, how do I want to say it, you know, substantial jobs that can be a living for a homeowner, a household.
Decent wage jobs, living wage jobs.
Exactly. There's the term I was looking for. Not to diminish the need and the existence of other more entry-level jobs, but, you know, I look for those more substantial types of jobs that help to spur economic activity, because now if we've got decent living wage jobs, those wage earners in turn, you know, it's economics. They go and buy things at the store and TVs and, you know, other household items. And so those are the kinds of investments that we should still keep actively looking for. And, you know, not necessarily by pass up opportunities for that. You know, things that may attract visitors to the community. You know, in the last 4 years, we've done more to develop our presence as a Route 66 stop along the tour. So, you know, that gets a little more into the recreational and tourism side. But nonetheless, those are placemaking and you know, destination making investments that can also benefit the economy, because that brings them to town, to our restaurants, fill up with gas, maybe stay a night in a hotel, so forth.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Kathleen Lorenz, a Normal Town Council member who has just announced her candidacy for re-election. Continuing the thread of priority setting, you've already talked about the library and been complimentary of the library in rethinking the Cadillac version to something perhaps more affordable for the town, at least on the near term. How about the prospect or potential for a multi-sport complex? Is that one of those hold-tight areas where it's just $44 million is too big a bite right now, or what?
Yeah, I chuckle because this multi-sport complex has been a very complex issue and one that we've...
A complex. It's enough to give you a complex.
and for the last decade, I think, we've been kicking this around. No pun intended there. And I said this, I think, in some other public statements, I really will strive to separate some emotion that I think surrounds that and has continued to surround that opportunity from a business opportunity. And the business opportunity we should not lose sight of is the fact that it is an economic, potential economic development project in that it's tapping into the youth sports tourism industry, an industry that traditionally has been very immune to any ups and down cycles and somewhat recession-proof. It is a viable industry that we ought to look at being a part of. And it is also one that shows some revenue streams in. I was quite impressed with the study insofar as it got down to the feasibility study that is by SFA. It got down to a level of detail that projected what potential, based on what they projected to be visitors to town for this particular industry, attracting people for youth sport tournaments, what that would mean in terms of potential tax revenue to the cities, so the local, the county, and the state. And, that's a revenue generator. And you got to take a serious look at that. So that's the business side of it. The other side is emotion. And we can't dismiss that as real insofar as we've, as a community, we've been down this path of building a entertainment venue. It's been fraught with some controversy and perhaps some disappointment.
You're talking about the arena in Bloomington.
Correct. And I think that does influence some people's opinions about this. The other thing that causes, I think, some emotion about this particular topic is that it involves youth sports. And, if you've ever been to a Little League game or, anything involving Junior and, his teammates or her teammates, it's an emotional experience for most parents, And so I think when people think about, when my kid played soccer or when my kid played baseball, we all walked uphill back and forth in the snow, it's the memories that we have, are rooted in some real emotional framework. And so I'm really going to try to advocate that we try to separate those two issues, kind of the fact from emotion, honor the emotion because it's real, but at the same time, don't let it overshadow the facts of the matter.
What are the preconditions that you would have for a potential yes vote that have not yet been laid out there?
Well, I think that a significant criteria for me will be private and public involvement. And I say that for the same reason that I was kind of talking about it being a business endeavor as well as there's kind of a mission side of this. The mission side being a great place for, Junior to play sports and, more on a recreational level. And some might look at that as more of a want than a need. So you've got this mission side and you've got a business side. And so because of that, because especially of that business side, the influence of a private investor, private entity, developer, however they want to identify themselves, I think will be key to make sure that it does run in a way that is as efficient and goal-oriented as possible.
So how do you slice that bang for the buck question? Is it half public, half private? Mm-hmm. Is it three-quarters public, one-quarter private? How many jobs have to be created? At what wages? What are your metrics there?
Yeah. You know, that's really kind of, it'd be premature for me to go down that path. You know, we have to first find out if there's any interest on a private sector.
How much space do you think, the capacity, does the town of Normal have? If they don't have capacity for a $20 million library, then how could you say there is capacity for a $22 million share of a $44 million sports complex? And that is assuming that that Bloomington comes on board this, which is also a matter for public discussion.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to say a difference here between those two projects, and I don't mean it to come across as negative to a library, because as anyone knows, I love a library, and I'm an ardent fan of reading programs, and especially ours, I think, does a fantastic job. However, a big difference between those two projects is that a multi-sport complex does have a revenue stream insofar as the tourism that would bring to this community. And we saw that in the feasibility study. Now, you could also say that a little more indirectly, the library is a good location and asset to a community without a doubt. It would spur, like we've seen with, say, like the Children's Discovery Museum, it spurs other development around there. So, you know, it too has a benefit, but in a more indirect fashion. The sports complex as a product, if you will, as an economic development project, has revenue streams.
So you'd place that above a library, you know, on the priority list.
Oh, you know, you're sounding like our the exercises that we do at our strategic plan. You know, I don't know that I'd go on record at this point to say, you know, make a binary choice about that, but it would definitely factor into my decision making.
What other projects are somewhere on the list? Not asking for a specific slot.
Right, right. You know, I think that we have to continue to look at, in terms of development, you know, the continuation of making our uptown district a vibrant place. We are seeing encouraging signs that the vacant lots still in the uptown 1.0, phase one, are drawing interest from developers. So we stay the course on that. You know, I'm always one to want to make sure that we don't neglect other aspects and other parts of our town, North Normal, North Main, being, you know, one of our entry points, North Veterans Parkway. So we always will have to look at all of our business districts. At the same time, you know, we also need to be mindful of our property owners, you know, and making sure that we keep a close eye on how property values are going, you know, leading us back to some of the shifts that we're seeing in our major employer here in town and how that might play out. You know, there's, you know, different theories and thoughts and concerns about property values and so forth. So we need to, that's more of the cautionary side of me that I would take into the second term.
Normal Town Council member Kathleen Lorenz says she is proudest of her analytical approach to governance in her first term. She says she has not been afraid to be a dissenting vote on occasion and would continue to think constructively and critically in a second term.